Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 5th, 2021. COVID-19 Governor's Proclamations, July 23rd, 2021. Governor Reynolds proclaimed a state of disaster emergency on March 9th, 2020 in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 following a national public health emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services on January 31st, 2020, and multiple individuals within the state testing presumptive positive for COVID-19. The governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency on March 13, 2020, establishing a state of public health disaster emergency. On July 23, 2021, the governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This proclamation orders the following measures. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code regarding the scholarship rule for interscholastic athletes continue to be suspended until July 31, 2021. The following regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding relief to the healthcare system continue to be suspended. Regulatory provisions requiring institutional health facilities to obtain certificates of need prior to operating additional bed capacity or changing the type of health facility or health service offered. Regulatory provisions that impede the implementation of a federal waiver issued by the Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Regulatory provisions requiring a residential care facility to screen and test an employee for tuberculosis if unfeasible to do so, to the extent the new healthcare workers and residents continue to have a documented system review and are placed on a callback list. Regulatory provisions requiring a completion and passage of a department-approved medication aid course and exam for a person administering medications in a residential care facility and intermediate care facility for the intellectually disabled, to the extent the person has successfully completed a state-approved medication manager course and passed the exam. Regulatory provisions defining, quote, doctor and, quote, medical staff as requiring all doctors and medical staff to be licensed to practice in the state to the extent that the individual is licensed to practice in another state or in accordance with another section of the proclamation, and regulatory provisions requiring current certification in cardiopulmonary resuscitation for an application for initial licensure in dentistry, dental hygiene, or assisting, or for a faculty permit. Iowans should not expect these suspensions to extend beyond August 22, 2021. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Administrative Code requiring in-person clinical experience for emergency medical services, EMS, provider training continue to be suspended to the extent that alternative evaluation methods are used. Iowans should not expect this suspension to extend beyond August 22, 2021. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code providing a maximum teaching load for community college instructors continue to be temporarily suspended until August 17, 2021, with the requirement that a community college administration assigning an instructor a teaching load above the maximum credit load maintains written documentation that the instructor and administration mutually consented to the additional assignment. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code requiring instructional courses for drinking drivers to be delivered in person rather than online continued to be suspended until the effective date of ARC 5741C. The disaster response and recovery aspects of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management's HSEMD, Iowa Emergency Response Plan, and any additional response plans activated by previous proclamations continue to be active. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code prohibiting certain state employees from receiving overtime pay for hours worked in excess of 40 hours continue to be suspended. Iowans should not expect this suspension to extend beyond August 22, 2021. The order to all state agencies to utilize personnel, equipment, and facilities as necessary to assist the HSEMD and the Iowa Department of Public Health in performing any and all activities necessary to prevent, contain, and mitigate the effects of COVID-19 continues to be in place. Regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding maximum hours a temporary employee may work for the state continue to be suspended. Iowans should not expect this suspension to extend beyond August 22, 2021. And regulatory provisions of the Iowa Code and Iowa Administrative Code regarding the processes, procedures, approvals, or limitations of the procurement of goods and services when those goods and services are necessary to prevent, contain, or mitigate the effects of COVID-19 continue to be suspended. Iowans should not expect this suspension to extend beyond August 22, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.